at the beginning of the Cultural Revolution, naturally I didn't think it will get to me. But when I read in the newspapers articles denouncing government officials who were in charge of the economic side, I felt a little apprehensive. And then when they looted the home of my next door neighbor, I realized that I'm in danger. But by then I couldn't do anything. So I waited for them. And when August the 30th, about 11:30, they came, we heard a truck on this very quiet residential street, and then the engine was cut off. Then I heard a voice and hammering on the front door. And then they came in. They're about 40. And I picked up the bunch of keys, and I walked downstairs. As I reached the hall downstairs, the Red Guards poured into my house, and they knocked over floor parts and so on. They were very militant. And the young man, Red Guard, they had the armband, and he came up to me. He said, "We are the Red Guards. We have come to take revolutionary action against you. Hand over the keys." I held up the copy of the Constitution. I said, "According to the Constitution of the People's Republic, you cannot come into a private house without a search warrant." He snatched it out of my hand, threw it on the floor. He said, "That constitution was drafted by the revisionists. We only obey our great leader, Chairman Mao." And he hung up a blackboard. On the blackboard was already written a Mao's quotation from the Red Book, a little red book everybody had to have at that time. And it said, "When the enemies with guns are annihilated, the enemies without guns still remain. We must not belittle these enemies." Then that first Red Guard said to me, "You are an enemy without gun." When I first went to prison, because I never committed any crime, I searched my mind, what have I done that could be misunderstood? But as time went on, I realized that they knew I was innocent. They were told that people like me were enemies of the state. They were told to find me guilty, to pressure me by any means so that I would provide them with a false confession. They were hoping that some of us would produce a confession to say, my organization was a spy organization, I was a foreign spy. I was in solitary confinement. I was in a cell, cement wall, cement floor, few crude wooden furniture, nothing. I was surrounded by people who were hostile to me. In 6.5 years of solitary confinement, I didn't hear a friendly voice. I never saw a smiling face. And this is a pressure on your mind. You feel, how come the whole world is against me? And I saw this spider. It was a living thing. And I watched it make a web. It made me think, how could this tiny little spider, no bigger than a pea, make such a perfect web? How? Did he learn it? I don't believe it. I think he had this instinct instilled in him by God. He was born with the ability to make a web. This is something so beyond people's understanding that I felt somebody is in control. God is in control. We are not in control. So why should I be afraid of these people? They are nobodies.